All right, we should be ready to go.
We'll go ahead and call the Public Safety Committee potential quorum of the City Council to order for Tuesday, June 3rd, 2025 at 6:30 p.m. Tonight we have Chief Waddell here. We have Councilor Leach, Councilor Hancock, and myself. And are there any changes to the agenda?
No.
All right. Public comment on items not listed on the agenda. I don't know if there's anybody online.
No.
Okay. Minutes from the public safety meeting on January 8th, 2025. I think that's it. They look good to everybody?
Mm-hmm. They look fine.
Okay. We'll move to the EIS contract review.
So the big packet that's out there and the big packet that I have over here was emailed to you, hopefully. And it's a lot of the contract that's there is a sample contract to help for the EIS contract. And if you jog the memory, it's our whole software, internal software programs that had run our dispatch, our CAD, originally it was to run the jail software and everything. We did $220,000 for that. The current bid is down at $127,000 because we pared it down and figured out things that we didn't necessarily need, and then the potential of us going to county for their dispatching lowered the price for us because we're going to just buy licenses instead of an entire software package. So the contract is, I think it's $127,000 there, and they're going to use cooperative purchasing agreement. So part of this big, huge packet that's here is Washington County Sheriff's Department contract that's part of, they're just an example that our city attorney wanted to make sure that contract is in line with what we needed to be here in Junction City. So she wanted to see it since it's going to be part of her review. I figured you guys might want to see it as well, even though it's a lot of contract language, which is not fun to read. But so it's there for you to peruse. We're going to hopefully talk about it on Tuesday and see if we can get it approved. And some of the things you may... some of the things are all intertwined. So this contract and the Lane County Sheriff's contract and Axon contract, all those things are going to be make the police department a very busy place, trying to get things up and running and working properly. Even today we had computer issues and we couldn't get things to work. But it has nothing to do with that. It's kind of nice that our system is aging and we're going to start getting some things replaced and hopefully in a better working condition for us. At the police department. I know you all don't have a copy of it in front of you. Do you have any questions about the EIS contract?
I don't think that I just need to take time to read it. Go through it.
Yeah.
Do you have anything?
No, it looked like you put a lot of work into that, is what I thought. So you put that much work into it, I knew it was ready to go.
All right, do you need anything from us on that, or is this just going to go to...
No, it's a review, but I also think that, we may get, when we talk about it on Tuesday, we may get into this a little bit. So in the conversation in the county is a long-term plan to go to a consolidated dispatch center at some point. Mm-hmm. The lieutenant that's running it from Eugene, I reached out to him before. It was like, we're going to spend money on a system. How far out there? They're 4 to 5 years, maybe even longer. And if they even get it funded, Eugene's pulling back some of their support for their kind of all-in-one software system. It's a high priority for Eugene and Springfield. And if they're the leads, and eventually probably will get done, I just don't think we can we can wait 5 years with the system that we have in place. I think that's the lower amount of the contract annually. It'll put it right in line with what we're paying for our current very bad software system. So that I just wanted you guys to be aware that in 5 years, me or the next chief will be probably asking you to go into a consolidated dispatch center, hopefully at some point. Or not dispatch center, but well, it's all kind of together. There's a dispatch and the record system, kind of like the old air system. Sorry, that was an add-on.
Okay. Now we'll go to the LCSO contract review.
So this contract's been a long, I'm sure it still has probably another version to go through. It's pretty solid contract. It has our licensing with them. Right now it's only 3 licenses because we only have 3 computers that can run the software that they are going to provide us to run our dispatch. We're scrambling to try and find some money to find additional computers. There are mobile data computer terminals, which are pretty expensive to get the whole package. They're like $6,000 a piece. Mm-hmm. And it's not a typical computer. They're ruggedized, they're specialized for police. And so part of it is that there's that money that was put aside for the software. Well, if we can't run the software, maybe the hardware, maybe we could use the leftover money to buy hardware. I'm sure that's something that maybe Jason wants to talk to you guys later on at a council meeting, is using some of that. It's not technically the software upgrade, but we can't run the software without new hardware.
Yeah. So,
and normally in the progression of technology, it's usually the opposite. Mm-hmm. Usually you have to upgrade the software. And usually have pretty decent hardware, but in this case you're chasing the tail the other way around. So anyway, this contract also includes the equipment upgrades to the tower. It's like I said, a little over $75,000 for that. It's built in to get paid off if we leave this contract over the 5-year terms of the contract. Then we would have to pay that off in a lump sum, because that's money that they've already spent on equipment to get it going. It's already in route. It's already kind of a done deal. So the city's gonna have that tower equipment upgraded, those repeaters that are out there. So any questions?
It's sad to see this is what it's coming to.
I thought this was a good contract, Mark. I thought the price was right. And once again, I think you guys worked hard on that. The radio licensing, will we just continue to take care of that ourselves?
Our radio licensing?
Yeah.
We'll continue that because we have to have the FCC regulations,
right,
and that kind of stuff.
I think it's an annual.
Yeah. And, it's based on how many radios we have. My end goal is, and county's end goal would be also, that at some point they would take some of that over, some of that responsibility, so that the radios are all programmed the same, that they all have the same channels, the banks all match with, so everybody in the county, you could say go to C24, and everybody in the county can go to C24. Usually there's, having 40 cops on a channel make it crash anyway, but you can take an incident and everybody go to one place. Right now, we get all our radios programmed up in Salem, and then we have to come down here, come take it to Lane County anyway, and get them encrypted, and otherwise we can't get onto their nets. So, so it'd be nice to be able to have county, and that's part of that whole consolidated concepts is having one entity in the county taking care of radios and making sure they're all programmed and they're all similar and they communicate well. But for now, the reason that didn't end up in our contract is because the county doesn't have the staff. They're putting in some new towers in the county, and they really have one, probably one and a half staff to take care of the entire county's radio needs. So it was a discussion, but I don't think they could get there, and maybe maybe we'll do it in the future.
It seemed right now, pretty big bite.
What was that?
It seemed like a big bite.
Yes, I mean the whole everything. There's, and I'm sure, like I said, that's where we're missing some things we haven't even thought of yet. And the great thing is we have a good working relationship with the county. The new sheriff and I were, you know, he was kind of my point man on this project for them. So he's really familiar with it. He's been really supportive of us and allowing us a little bit of freedom, you know, to do some things that they don't even let their deputies do, you know, kind of self-dispatch on some calls and clear their own calls without having to get on the radio. Kind of to Andrea's point that she's been talking about is radio being super busy at that time, and if we're on our own ability to be able to self-dispatch some stuff and to clear stuff off the
board. Great.
So they're going to allow us some autonomy that way, as long as it doesn't interfere with officer safety. So,
sure.
Yeah, I'll say on Sunday it was, did you work on Sunday? You,
no, Friday, Saturday.
Sunday was a disaster. I was out for 5 hours, and yeah, they had, so there was code 511 for the lady that drove off into the river, mm-hmm. and then channel 2 was just nonstop. I mean, I went out with Linn County covering them, and I didn't even call out because, I mean, you, by the time you key up, you're talking over somebody,
yeah.
And then I know a lot of the deputies were just calling in on their cell phones.
Which is not a lot to do. Yeah.
And I think just trying to, like, get done with it. Because, I mean, there was some stuff going on, and Vinita had something going on, and there was something going on down on London Road, mm-hmm. Cottage Grove.
Yeah.
And
the whole county's been busy the last
yeah.
2 weeks. Super busy.
So it was just like, so I was just like, well, at least I'm here with another deputy, mm-hmm. you know,
yeah.
if something
so,
happens.
And to that point is if those are things where, you know, the county's been on their own net for a long time, and having airtime hasn't been an issue, and so if Cottage Grove is going to join, because it looks like that's going to happen, we're going to be on their net, and you know, they require when you go to a call, you have to go on the air and say you're taking a call, and then when they, you know, when you clear a call, you have to go on the air and tell them you're clearing a call, and so there's little things that they that you're using airtime for that have nothing to do with the emergency side of
right.
That. And it's and sometimes that communication is good, because like if you're on, if a deputy's on a call or an officer's on a call and I'm heading there and I can hear on the radio that he cleared, I don't have to continue driving the all the way there and figure it out. The system that we would have in place, the freedom that we would have, is that hope that we could have our call list up there, and as soon as that officer clears themselves, it now along may puts them more in the available thing. So mm-hmm. If I'm looking, I can and aware of what's going on to my MDTs, which that's why we need more than 3 MDTs. We ended up, you know, we can actually have them just okay. I can see it cleared, and you can. A lot of times, those programs have an audible tone when somebody arrives on scene or when they clear the call. So then it gives you some notice. So it's going to be a lot of hands-on. The company has a really good reputation of being very service-oriented and very customizable to some things that we want. There's obviously some definite things that we can't customize, but and county seems to be okay with that, and maybe we'll be the test case to allow them to free up some more airtime.
I think I really thought this was it, where they're going to take over the warrant service administration.
Yeah, that's good.
So each time there's a warrant or you have to, they have to come back
right
here?
Right now, anytime a Junction City warrant is out there and someone finds them and they call and say, we're going to confirm this warrant, an officer from what's here has to drive back to the PD, get into the file, look at the warrant, and confirm that warrant is valid.
Good Lord.
And so our one officer that's out there could be out
right.
at the jail or on a domestic or on a DUI investigation. So it's really difficult. And I think there is a lot of value in continuing to do misdemeanors in our court.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the way for us to continue doing misdemeanor offenses in our court, but allowing them to have all of our files so that their records department, when they're sitting there, very similar to when our dispatchers were sitting there, mm-hmm. our dispatchers would turn around, look in the file, they would confirm it on the radio.
Sure.
So without that dispatcher sitting there, this is the next best thing. So our warrants will go to them. The officers don't have to come back in and
That's
confirm
good.
Anything. They don't have to go into LEDs and clear anything. It all gets taken care of.
Like good.
So, and they use, each agency has an ORI number. They have authorization. We've already done that, so they can use our ORI number to clear and in our LEDs and stolen articles and missing persons. And so those things will actually happen quicker than they are right now, because right now, at night, you know, our officers are driving back, and if they have a missing person, they're not entering the person right away because they have to come in and figure out how to do that, because that's not usually what they feel comfortable
with. That's good. Yeah. That's a good thing.
Warrants have to be cleared. Don't they have to be cleared within 20 minutes? Or at least the teletype needs to be sent within 20 minutes?
They have to be confirmed, right? And then they'll give you a second notice, and it seems, you know, bolded type, you know, second notice, and then they... I don't know what that happens if you don't. They get, you know, they lead spank you or I don't know. So I don't know. It's they, you know, because there's an officer at the other end that's sitting with the person that they believe has a warrant. You know, they may have already put them in handcuffs, so the sooner we get the person out of handcuffs, if the warrant's not confirmed, it's important that that's a priority to the agencies. So I get why they want things to be done quickly. Operationally, with only one officer out there, just even with two, sometimes it would be difficult to meet the demands to be with, I think it's 10 minutes for any priority felonies. I think it's 20 minutes for misdemeanors and stuff. I think there's some steps like that. But. Anyway, so we're working through this. Our attorney has already looked us over because she's been in the conversation making sure that we're doing it correctly. You know, I've had my wrist slapped a couple times by waiting until Thursday before the Tuesday meeting to send something to her to review. So we're trying to be nicer to her and give her things earlier so she can be part of the conversation and get her input earlier than rather than later or not at all. So learning curves for us. Any other questions?
Unrelated to the contract, you're going to have quite a bit of data entry still, and I'm assuming the dispatchers taking care of that. As far as UTCs going into the system, criminal reports, all of the things that were probably done by your dispatching staff. And I'm sure that Lane County is not going to be able to do that for you, so that's just going to fall on your shoulders. And
yeah.
Do you have a solution for that? I mean, you'll have to at this
point. Well, I have a solution. But whether or not it's so, what I would like is to start looking at our organization as part of this restructure that we're doing is to have a full-time records receptionist person, and then start peeling away responsibilities from the deputy chief. It's not a secret, but when he retires, we're probably not going to have a deputy chief.
Right.
But when I say probably, it's just being nice. That's not the way I see this developing. And so right now, the deputy chief does an amazing job taking care of reports, doing expungements, doing records requests, things that a records manager could be doing, or somebody else with lower pay rate,
not a sworn officer.
Yeah. So the idea would be to be able to find our way. The city administrator and I have been talking about what does that look like. So right now the working theory is that it would be a halftime position with probably the ability to see exactly how much work that we have for that position. I think it needs to be three-quarter to a full-time. But we're just trying to ease into change and then see what we can do. I think, you know, instead of just assuming, you know, because the warrant stuff and the lead stuff that the county is going to pick up a little bit of stuff, but really the UTCs, the subpoenas, the emailing all records and reports to the DA's office, to DHS, to every, you know, Oregon, OLCC, all the places, all these records have to go. Somebody has to do that. Right now, a bulk of that is being done by our deputy chief, because we haven't had a records or a dispatch supervisor. And a few times they've had dispatch supervisors, they've only been there for short periods of time before they leave or they do something else. So, so I know that the city has issues with the word manager versus supervisors, and so then you know. But really, what I look at it is kind of a warehouse manager, that the warehouse manager's managing the widgets and the things that are on the shelves. Or she's managing the product in and product out. Mm-hmm. And it's just the term manage, it's managing our records, mm-hmm. not necessarily managing people. So that's where I'm trying to massage that and get to that position. And the deputy chief was going to retire in October of 26. And so at some point in 2026, we need to figure out how to take all the things that he's doing now and transfer those responsibilities to somebody else in the department. Mm-hmm. Or get more efficient in the way that things are being done. But we're kind of, sometimes we're hamstringed by the way the county accepts records or the way things are done. And so you have to go through portals that, you know, we have all our digital evidence is compiled and sent over and you know, from our in-car videos, which will change when we've got Axon mm-hmm. coming. So all our DAs, and we'll have access to all that video. But to answer your point, counselor, it's an unknown, but we're working on the problem. I think that we're going to come in low. It's kind of like what we're trying to do with that detective position, is come in low and overwhelm them with work, and then say they're overwhelmed. We need we know at that point that we have the work for someone to do. Right now, the question is okay, we don't know how much work, full-time work, because our dispatchers are great multitaskers.
Right.
They're doing so many different things, from front counter contacts to collecting dogs and wanting them to see if there's chips in them, to, you know, answering the phones, to, they're doing so much things. So, but if you had a dedicated front counter person that handles records, what is the time commitment and the responsibilities there? Mm-hmm. So I think we're shooting low. I'd like to come in a little midway if I can. The likelihood is that we'll close our lobby and use a lobby here. Mm-hmm. So we'll assume the front side of here, maybe move Isaac over, because he needs to get out of the evidence room.
Right.
The reason that he was in the evidence room is because we didn't have a place for him to go. So he could go over there, and he could actually give breaks, you know, so we could have our lobby open all the time. And you know, he also does the fingerprinting for us. We could move the fingerprint machine over here, so it's easier access. So there's just a lot of things that are kind of still up in the air, you know. I might ask at some point to, there's $60,000 for that jail remodel that was awarded, is to use that $60,000 to remodel mm-hmm. the lobby.
Yep.
To make it workable for the people that are going to be there. Municipal court staff is still going to be there half-time to three-quarter time. So between the three of them, you know, even though Isaac's super busy, you know, I think he can give breaks to people.
Yeah.
And even if we say we're closed at lunchtime, I think people would understand.
I think so. There's a lot of places that are now, for sure.
I'm just worried that even if they're overwhelmed with work and we need more hours, I'm worried that it's going to be harder to get that. I would rather we have it and then have to lose a little bit, but what would the city benefit a little bit if that person that's coming in is the tech or supervisor manager, whatever, if both them and Isaac are cross-trained, so if one's on vacation, one's out, they can cover each other?
Well, I think that's the plan, is that the municipal court clerk and our police service technician, or whatever you want to call that position, they're going to be very cross-trained, so they can help each other out, answer questions when it comes to it, because they'll be sitting basically side by side. They'll just have a muni court window, and then they'll have a police window.
Right.
you know, in my mind, I would even say get rid of Kitty's office, turn that into a lobby, and have the police window currently where it's at, open that all the way through. You'd have a police window, you would have a municipal court window, and you would have a lobby that people could sit in, and wait for court. And you could actually call the person into court, you know, or during criminal hearings, you know, in traffic hearings, you could have everybody out there check in and then open up the door and have them walk in here.
Yeah, I would just want to see it remodeled and more safe.
Yes. Well, then that would be what we would do is we'd put a door down the hallway that can be buzzed in or controlled. Yeah. So there, I have all these ideas. Now it's just whether or not I can afford them, whether or not it makes sense, you know, because we still have IT is going to take this back half, I believe, of this space over here. There's kind of a discussion that we kind of call this kind of the public service building or public safety building, so that you kind of morph it into a muni court / police department all in one.
Which makes sense.
Yeah.
For crying out loud.
And to your point is that if I was making the decisions, I would come in a little bit higher. You know, the city administrator has to think about budgets and whether or not the people are going to have enough work. I can only take him as his word, is that as work is, we can ship off works elsewhere or come back and ask for more time. I think once you have the position, I think it's not uncommon for them to say, well, it's a 20-hour position. What's that 10 more hours to see where it's at? And then find that line. I know when you go from like a 20-hour position to like a 30-hour position, it has a financial impact, not just hours, but at some point you have to provide a certain percentage of benefits. And so all of that has financial impact. And as you all know, is that the city administrator is the one in charge of reorg of the police department. All I'm doing is making the recommendations. You know, I know the way that I want it to look at some point, and it's just going to take us a while, hopefully, to get there. You know, you guys have all been wonderful supporters. You know, I don't want to do anything to make that go away, but you know, it's a long game. And I think somebody in this room says it's a long game, and I'm trying to do everything right now. So.
I worry a little bit about 20 hours a week. What are we going to get for 20, you know? Sometimes you get what you pay for. So I worry about that, especially on the public safety side.
I'm just going to do the best with what I get. So
you've got, I mean, the hurdle you face when you're talking about budget, as you know, is part-time is attractive because 20 hours and less, we don't pay any benefits. And so when you hit 21 hours or more, you have a full benefit package you then have to pay, medical, PERS, everything. And so that's when you see the cost skyrocketing in terms of people. Don't let that dissuade you.
No.
You know, I mean, I think it's great you're sitting here and you have a plan that's already in your mind and you know the direction it's going in, you have a vision. And so I love that.
Yeah.
And it's easy to understand, and so you articulate that well. So we'll just have to kind of walk down that road and get there when we get there. But I understand why, to a city administrator, part-time is attractive, because they have to come up with the money somehow. And, you know, that's been a little tough.
And our budget, even though it's okay this year, it's still something we have to watch and monitor, come up with some kind of solution moving forward. So, you know, adding positions or adding, you know, even though you're subtracting three dispatcher positions, you know, that subtraction turns it into an equal.
So yes, that's the thing.
And that's the problem that we're in, is that you think that we can depart from the three dispatcher positions, and you have three dispatcher position money sitting there to hire a records person or a records manager or what I originally was hoping is extra police officers. Well, our budget's in a spot where it's just basically a push.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, in order to basically get a records person, you're actually turning it back into a little bit of a negative.
But that's why the system as a whole, I mean, this doesn't matter, but that's why the system as a whole has to be looked at. All the general fund entities, not just the police department. You've got to look at the pool. You know, they hadn't done a rate increase in 14 years. What was the general fund requirement for the pool 14 years ago versus what it is now? What is it for the library? What is it for the community center? Mm-hmm. How is a general fund being pulled in how many directions? And set the pool aside for a moment, when was the last time we looked at rates at these other general fund entities that can charge? You can't charge, mm-hmm. except for fingerprints. And so, I mean, I think all of that has to be looked at across the board. And, I mean, the reality of it is, you're the first line of defense for Junction City. Colorado terrorist attack, who stopped it? Patrol officer. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what Junction City will face. Whatever goes wrong here is going to be handled by the patrol officer. Mm-hmm. And so, we just have to do the right thing and make sure that they have what they need, the tools they need to do the job. So, but thank you for that rundown. It was really interesting.
Any other questions on that?
No, I'm tickled. I think you're doing a great job, Mark. You were thrown into a real bag of garbage, and I think that you have you've done more than in a short period of time than I ever dreamed that you would be able to do, and not just say I'm done. You know, you have our support. There's no doubt about that. And anything that I can do, or I'm sure Andy can do, or Kim can do. We'll figure out if we have to sell popsicles on the street, we'll do it. I mean, you know, yeah. anything. The other thing is that we have to remember there's several other departments in this town that we have to worry about, too. So I know you're thrown into a real mess. Yeah, but I do appreciate what you're doing.
No, I do appreciate the kind words. I mean, I grew up here, so I have a different kind of passion than I think a lot of people do for the community. So, you know, in a time in my life where I'm kind of empty nesting, so I'm not being dragged to the ball games, you know, so I have a really unique position where I come from a highly professional agency down to here in a place where I live.
We need to make this, you need to tell us how to help make this
exactly.
Professional agent.
Well, exactly. Because
you are
the boss of this.
We're getting there.
Yep. You're the boss of the department. And you're doing a great job. Yeah. I respect what you're doing, and you don't need any me telling you what to do.
Yeah. It's hard because I don't take compliments well, so I apologize if I don't care if it doesn't.
Just listen up, Buster.
Yeah.
You just listen up. We're telling you, you're doing a good job.
Yeah.
That's a compliment.
I would love to have it already fixed right now. So we're cool. But I promise you, we're making headway on things
that we don't even know.
Yes.
So there's just
we were here.
Exactly.
We see the difference.
I've seen 3,600 videos.
We should be bringing him Pepsi and donuts every day.
What was that?
Yeah, PTSD.
I have 3,200 more.
Yeah.
Too many.
Yes. All right. What else we got?
Department updates.
So I'll try and do this one super quick. So get there. Oh, is that the order in which you have it?
Did we just kind of already talk about the police service tech job?
That's kind of what we did.
Pretty much.
I forgot that was in here. That job description is changing a little bit. I was working with the HR director today, adding some stuff, of being a little bit more, for lack of a better word, receptionist focused, because this is kind of more records focused. So, because they are going to have to answer phones, they're going to have to be a forward facing entity. This is my document that I created. The city has a form, so it'll look a little bit different. I'll go into the proper formatting. So I think we did kind of talk about that. So,
Yeah, I'm good on that for sure.
Department updates. So officers, we still have two applicants in background phase. This would be for entry level officers. I talked to the background investigator probably Friday. Both of them are probably going to pass their background. So now we're going to have to pick one. I mean, they were tight back then, and I'm sure they're going to be tight. We're probably going to have another round of interviews the time to separate them somehow.
Will you send them for psych interviews before you?
Yes, before we do another round of interviews, they'll be in. You know, the issue is that we probably, you know, psych is probably $900. So if we send them both, then they both, you know, will come back, which $900 might save us a big headache later on. But
sure can. And it might answer the question for you.
Yeah, and what I was kind of thinking is sending one and pausing and wait and then see what happens and then sending the other. But sending them both at the same time is fine too. Because in my mind, I think one's a little bit more qualified than the other. But, you know, I trust the staff that's been involved with our panels and their I want to make sure that their recommendations are not discounted either. So, mm-hmm. So anyway, the good news is that, you know, and one of those things that someday the department needs to probably have a conversation with is how do we do an overhire position, which is within a department that is never, that really is rarely ever fully staffed. We've never probably really even broached that conversation. So, it's super common in law enforcement circles to have an overhire position because of. You know that you decide that you have a vacancy, or somebody decides that there's a vacancy for you. It takes not just hiring, just the hiring practice and the process takes time. Then you have to get them into the academy. You then have to get them trained. So a lot of times it's a year and a half. So many agencies have what they call an overhire. So they get fully, they allow you to hire somebody. So that way, when you lose somebody, your staffing is not damaged, and it allows you to then you have that person already here. They fill that void, so it's not super complicated. But we got to figure out how to fund it. The police department's been running on their lack of staffing for a while now, and that's what's kind of got us into a mess. So.
Well, sometimes a reduction in the overtime is a tremendous savings once you're fully staffed.
Yeah, that's true. But you know, then you also have they're super active now, and so now they have more court hours.
I got that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's kind of a catch-22. Yeah. You want them out there doing great things. They catch bad guys. They go to court. The court's on their days off. You're paying overtime.
Yeah.
But a lot of times that sick time overtime gets less. The vacation overtime. It is less. Generally, there is a savings in that overtime budget.
Are these lateral hires?
The ones these next two?
Yeah.
No, they're done intentionally to be new hires.
Okay.